The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As ethics charges against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell were making headlines, then candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe made a promise, which he immortalized on YouTube.
In April, I proposed a ban on all gifts over $100 to elected officials. I am promising to apply the gift ban to myself and my family immediately on taking office.
And so he did. For an update on how that's working out, we turn now to David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, the governor has been forced to reach for his checkbook to maintain that commitment.
The Washington Post recently, Laura Vazella, had a piece about a couple of situations where McAuliffe has been presenting gifts that actually cost more than $100.
Governor McAuliffe is a big football fan, especially of the team in Washington, which gave him a jacket and jersey worth $500. So that cost him $400 in reimbursement. And then there was a forum sponsored by the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
And they presented him with a scarf. It was in a Neiman Marcus bag. It turned out, after a little sleuthing by his staff, he discovered the scarf was worth $420.19.
Apparently, they told McAuliffe it was worth a lot less than that. But when the numbers came in, the checkbook came out.
He told the Washington Post, I had to write a check for $320.19. Quote, I ended up buying a scarf that I did not want. My wife didn't want. It's the right thing to do.
Interesting that the state capitol's newspaper gave him a gift that violated his publicly stated policy. Some folks wondered if they might be testing the governor. David, in our next story, a fifth grader is indeed testing her school district's rules on lip balm.
This is a little girl from up in Augusta County named Grace Carafa. She's 10 years old and she attends Stuart Draft Elementary School. She tends to have dry lips. She loves her favorite lip balm flavor is blueberry muffin. And boy, during the school day, she wishes she had it, but there's a school policy that in the elementary grades, students must keep lip balm in the school's clinic along with over-the-counter medications and other remedies.
In order to get some, she has to leave class and apply it in the clinic. She's hoping to change that and has gathered more than 200 signatures on a petition toward that end, and it seems this kind of issue involvement runs in the family.
Turns out her father, David, is on the Augusta County Board of Supervisors. He helped her put together a presentation at the school board, and that story of Grace and her lip balm has kind of made the rounds on national news, TV, radio. She's even got a call from the London Daily Mail.
Among those news outlets are some who call this more nanny statism. That, of course, rests entirely on one's point of view. But it's worth mentioning why the district has the policy.
When you get to little kids, if somebody pulls out a lip balm or something like that, they'll want to share it. And as school officials said, little kids don't really understand the implications of this. They apparently had an unfortunate situation several years ago where a herpes virus spread among students.
That'll be one more thing for the school board to think about when it considers the young lady's petition. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.